entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Business Builder Show. I am your business coach, Marty Wolf, and your host for the Business Builder Show. Joining me in the studio is my sidekick, Mr. Kerry Carney. Hi, Kerry.
Hello, Marty.
And our producer, Mr. Tom Jenkins. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Marty?
Doing great. Another member of our team, Dr. Tony Massari, will be offering his comments later in the show. I'd like to remind everyone in the studio and elsewhere, the Business Builder Show is for entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals who seek excellence. We deliver tips to help you run your business on the topics of technology, sales and marketing, finance, leadership, innovation, and personal development. We do all we can to bring the classroom to you, and our topic today is entrepreneurship, which is a fit for a Business Builder Show, wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So,
there's my first superlative for the day.
Absolutely. Okay. That's correct. Well, we like superlatives. We feel comfortable there. So we're going to talk about entrepreneurship, what it takes to get started, and what it takes to stay in the game. But before we talk with our guest, Marty Grunder, who has a fascinating story about how he started his business and what he's doing now, Kerry, let's get started with an article from Inc. magazine called How 50 Cups of Coffee Can Change Your Life. Intriguing headline, don't you think? That's kind of a grabber. How 50 Cups of Coffee Can Change Your Life. I saw this article recently. However, our good friend Dennis Davis from the consultant group Metafrazo also sent it to me. By the way, I want to mention Dennis Davis again. Dennis works with veterans and companies to get them connected so veterans can get terrific employment and companies can get great employees. If you want to learn more about Dennis Davis, check out his company, which is Metafrazo. That's Metafrazo. So let's get to this article.
Well, you should mention his current book. Dennis T. Davis has a book out called Not Your Average Joe.
Excellent.
Phenomenal book.
It is a great book. And it's great for not only veterans, but for hiring managers and companies. It's really a dialogue of why you should hire veterans.
I think it's 51-49 for the employer.
Yep, it's great. So how 50 cups of coffee can change your life. Now, Tom, our producer, was already high-speeding through it. Do we mean 50 cups of coffee at one time? Do a little demo for us, Tom.
I was going to say, if I'm going to do this, you'd be like 42 on my list. Hey, Marty and Tom, listen, I just had a couple of cups of coffee. I want to sit down with you. I want to get some gold. I want to get this. And then we're going to meet you at 2 o'clock at the Starbucks. We're going to get together. I got to get one of the Starbucks guys. I'll say later.
Okay, Tom. Okay.
That's live.
That's not what we mean. What we mean is 50 cups of coffee over a period of time. This is an article, again, from Inc. magazine from a gentleman named Peter Thompson. Here's what he's talking about. If you are doing something or thinking about doing something significant in your life, you're changing careers, and that's professionals who seek excellence. You are going into a new market if you're a business owner. You're starting a business. You already have a business and you're considering a software program. That's something big. So he suggests setting a goal to have coffee with 50 people. Now, that's over a period of time. Now, why 50? That's interesting. And his first point, I like this point. I had to read this article 3 or 4 times to get the depth of it because there is a lot of content here. I really like this. Why 50 people? You tell 50, or you have a conversation with 50 people about a goal or something that's on your mind and chatting with them, you're going to have real clarity. When you say that story 50 times, I mean, it really helps you be clear, don't you think, Kerry?
Well,
I mean,
it's a goal within a goal. You set the goal to have dialogue with 50 people about that important issue you're wrestling with.
Yep.
So the first step in accomplishing things is setting goals. So saying I'm going to talk to 50 people, not 49, not 51.
Yep.
50 people is a goal in itself, and that's going to lead you to your ultimate goal.
Lots of clarity from that. Great comment, Gary. And he talks about a person who had became an internet celebrity by traveling the world, you know, and she called it the 52 cup project. Now she was traveling the world. Now you don't need to travel the world. You can go, you know, within 50 miles, you can do something like that. But talking about the person that traveled the world, her 52 cup project, she said she was inspired by a quote from Charlie Tremendous Jones. Now, some folks who are maybe closer to my age will definitely recognize the name Charlie Tremendous Jones. Here's his famous quote, and this applies for all of us. You will be the same person in 5 years as you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read. Does that line up to what we often talk about on the Business Builder Show?
Absolutely.
It's a perfect fit. Perfect fit. I'm going to read a paragraph out of here because I don't want to misinterpret this. I feel this is so strong. I want you to hear the entire quote. Again, we're talking about how 50 cups of coffee can change your life. Here's what I'm going to read. The hidden insight in the 50 coffees idea is that the biggest changes in your life will only happen through the people that you meet and the conversations you have. Human beings create and convey meaning through stories and conversations. If you change the conversation that you're part of, then your life changes automatically.
I always wondered how that worked.
Well, think about that. You know, the more people you talk to and the more you kind of, you know, vet the idea and you get feedback from people, I mean, your idea may change dramatically by the time you get through these 50 people. You know, so the next question is, well, who do you meet with? Well, you know, just not anybody. You want to be with the folks who make a difference and you know, can make a difference, and they can offer a different point of view. And he also says, and I agree with this, he says, my best ideas always come during a heated conversation. A little intensity that's fueled by caffeine, I guess. Right?
Could be.
I think that's good because you're challenging yourself. You're having a dialogue that really is, well, challenging both of you. So, but he has tips on how to make the most of this coffee time. He suggests to be intentional and focused. And he says, keep this like 20 minutes. If you're only going to be there for 20 minutes, you better have kind of a little bit of a plan, right? Now, you're not going there begging. You're not going there selling. You want people's input. You do want to set the stage by saying, hey, Tom, I'm thinking about going into the North Carolina market. Now, I'm assuming that Tom knows something about going into the North Carolina market. So, Tom, what do you think of that idea? And Tom's going to give me some conversation about that. He's going to help me. Now, I'm actually going to disagree with something that's in this article. He says you should reach out to someone, you know, maybe follow them on Twitter and things like that. Maybe, you know, that kinds of thing. He said, don't overdo it by hooking up with someone on LinkedIn first. I disagree. I think it's not offensive, in my opinion, to connect with someone on LinkedIn before you meet them. Now, ideally, they know who you are, but I think it's very important because on LinkedIn, the same way as Googling someone, you can learn about their background. So, great first segment, and it's already time for our first break, so we will be right back after this short message. You are listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest today is Marty Grunder. Two words describe Marty Grunder best: business builder. Well, Marty Grunder, you're on the right show. This is the Business Builder Show, so welcome.
Thanks a lot, Marty. Happy to be here. Honored.
Terrific. Let me introduce Marty. Marty discovered his entrepreneurial spirit as a young man with a lawnmower and grew that passion into a multi-million dollar company. Along that journey, his success story was amplified by the New York Times and acknowledged with numerous honors, including 3 Entrepreneur of the Year awards by various institutions. Marty is a renowned speaker, business consultant, and author. Marty Grunder's book, The 9 Simple Steps to Entrepreneurial Success, was named Business Book of the Year at the 2003 Independent Publisher Awards. Marty lives in Dayton, Ohio with his wife, Lisa, three daughters, Emily, Kathleen, Lillian, and son, Grant. Marty Grunder, again, welcome to the Business Builders Show.
Thanks, Marty. I'm happy to be on. Honored. You have a great show.
Well, thank you. Marty, on page 194 of your book, I always like to start that way to prove that I read the book, you know?
And he does.
On page 194 of your book, you say, quote, successful people stay up late reading the book, meaning your book and others. Well, Marty, I finished your book at about 1:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Am I on the right track as an entrepreneur?
I would say you might be. I would say that you might be. Thank you for finishing the book. You know, Marty, as you well know, there's an attribute that all of us have as entrepreneurs or aspiring entrepreneurs, and it enables us to level the playing field, and that's the ability to work hard. And, you know, at a certain point, every entrepreneur, to make their endeavor work, has to do a little bit more than the other guy and put it out there. And if that involves staying up late on a Saturday night to finish reading my book, I'd say that's a good attribute that you have.
It was a great investment in time. I love the book.
Well, thank you.
Your suggestions, your recommendations, things that people can refer to, I thought was just absolutely tremendous. So congratulations on the book. I loved it.
Well, thank you.
Let's give the audience, which is entrepreneurs, small business owners, and professionals who seek excellence. Marty, give us more background on you and your company, how you started, because it's a fascinating story.
Well, thank you. I started Grunder Landscaping Company in 1984 as a 16-year-old high school student as a way to make money for college. My mom was a college graduate. She was a school teacher. My dad was a college graduate. He was a civil engineer. They were very hardworking people that sacrificed a lot to make our family work. And many of the discussions when my parents had arguments, quite frankly, were about money and how we didn't have enough to do this or didn't have enough to do that. And we had I had a wonderful childhood, a great family life. When I realized that my neighbor would let me drive a tractor down the road and drive all over their yard and get paid to do it, it inspired me. And you know, I was able to start making some money to help with the family. It wasn't like we were helping pay for groceries, but certainly if my brother and I wanted a new video game, or we wanted a new baseball glove, or we wanted to go to the amusement park or anything like that, we began to have a little pocket change. When I began to get the entrepreneurial bug at that young age and got my driver's license a couple years later at 16, when we actually formulated the business and started it, It was a lot of fun. It was fun to work. It was fun to get paid. The type of work that we did back in 1984 is the type of work that I look at now and I laugh at and say, gosh, that's bad work. I see landscapers trimming shrubs into cartoon characters and things like that, and that's what we did. And I quickly have to grab myself and say, now, hang on a second, Marty. You didn't know any better when you got started either.
Right.
You know, people say to me, well, how did you start a business when you were so young and wasn't that difficult? You know, Marty, I was blessed to have started at such a young age because the clients that hired us were so forgiving, in a sense, and I talk about this in the book. It's one of the 9 super simple steps to entrepreneurial success that you get paid to learn. I mean, we were experimenting on their yards. We were learning how to do things, how not to do things. It was a total indoctrination into landscaping, and we were being paid to do it. By the time I was a senior in college at the University of Dayton in 1990, it was about a $400,000 a year business.
Wow.
And never looked back after that.
Wow.
I now have a college sophomore that is a wonderful young lady and a tremendous student. And I, you know, she had a pretty nice summer working as an intern at a major corporation and made several thousand bucks. And I look back at what we did when I was, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21 years old, and I don't know that kids have the same opportunities today in some of that as we did. I mean, the landscape environment was competitive, but I don't know to the degree it is today. I mean, there's been a total embracing and excitement centered on entrepreneurship. We hear about the big stories, but there's a lot of little guys, too.
Yes.
And, And it was a great way to get something started, have a wonderful education, and the foundation for a very successful business today.
Yes. Let's go back to that. Paid to learn. I like that thought process, and we talk about that on the show, that so many entrepreneurs, and you talk about in your book, kind of make the mistake of jumping in too soon, too early, without experience, without money. Paid to learn, working for someone else, learning the craft, I think is absolutely great advice, Marty.
You know what happens, Marty, and you guys know this, our strengths are also our weaknesses as entrepreneurs. In other words, the creativity that we have as an entrepreneur, the creation of business, the pursuit of new endeavors, and so on and so forth, that is a necessary element of the successful entrepreneur. They must be creative.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to run it through a filter. And I think of all the business philosophies, words of wisdom that self-help gurus have given, I think of all the ones I've heard, the one that I think is the granddaddy of them all is Stephen Covey's words of wisdom, begin with the end in mind.
Mm.
And what happens a lot with entrepreneurs is they don't have clarity as to what a win looks like. They
mm-hmm.
they jump in, and I didn't either when I was 16 years old. I was just mowing lawns.
Right.
Now, as an experienced entrepreneur, you know, almost 30 years later, you know, we... structure always follows strategy, and what I mean by that is the strategy that you have, what a win looks like for you, beginning with the end in mind. You then run all of these endeavors that the creative side of the entrepreneur sees, you run them through that filter. Okay, we're going to look at conquering the Cincinnati market. I'm in Dayton, Ohio. Well, now, wait a second. That's not consistent with what a win looks like here,
mm-hmm.
because we've clearly defined that we're not leaving Dayton until we have at least 20% of the marketplace, and we don't. So we're going to stay here, and we're going to keep chopping woods.
Hmm.
Wood. Now, I'm making that simple, but those are the things as far as getting paid to learn. It's being really clear with what you want. It's being courageous and vulnerable enough to share your dream and your strategy with others that maybe have been there before you and be able to see, hey, what are all the things that I need to do to make this thing work? If I'm going to begin with the end in mind, what would a win look like?
Yes.
How would we know 5 years from now that we've been successful with this strategy? The answers to those questions help you go backwards and build up the steps that it takes to hit that win.
Yes. Our good friend, our mutual friend, Joe Calloway. We both love him. I'm sure you love him.
He's a wonderful human being.
And talks about simplicity and focus. And so I'm sure you learned something alongside of Joe, as he's learned from you, because you mentioned in his book. And I love you both. This is great information for our audience of entrepreneurs and small business owners. You know, Marty, you're now, well, let me introduce again Marty. Not introduce, but mention his name. We're listening to Marty Grunder, and Marty has a company. He is the CEO of Grunder Landscaping Company of Dayton, Ohio, and his book is The 9 Super Simple Steps to Entrepreneurial Success. So, Marty, you know, we're kind of coming close to our break, but you not only run your own company, as I just mentioned, but you now provide coaching to other landscapers and to a lot of other small business owners. Now, we had about 30 seconds before we move to the next section, but start to tell us a little bit more about what you do with these entrepreneurs.
You know, for the longest time I was asked, what do you do in the winter when you're a landscaper in the northern climates?
Mm-hmm.
And I got tired of answering that question. So we started sharing the better practices, and I'll explain to you what I mean by better practices after the break, but started sharing the better practices that we've come up with and have landscapers emulate what we do here and help them grow their business in the process.
Wow, that's a great segue. You should be in radio. That was terrific. My producer just gave me a thumbs up. That was a great segue. So, again, you're listening to the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf, and our special guest is Marty Grunder, the CEO of Grunder Landscaping Company out of Dayton, Ohio. We will be right back after this short break.
Bringing the business classroom to you, it's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf. Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest is Marty Grunder, and Marty is the CEO of Grunder Landscaping. Just before the break, Marty, you started to tell us about you speak to landscapers, and they brought a challenge to you. What was that challenge again, and what was your answer?
Well, landscapers ask me all the time, and even just, you know, friends and other people in our community, you know, you're a landscaper, gosh, what do you do in the winter? Because we literally, Marty, have about 3 months where we can't do anything. I mean, if it snows, we do a little bit of snow removal, but other than that, we, you know, we refurbish our equipment, we train, we educate, we catch up on all the things we don't have time during the growing season to do. So about 1994 or so, I decided that I had an ability to teach, possibly, wasn't completely convinced of it, and started sharing some of the better practices that we have in our business with other landscapers. And I say better practices, our mutual friend Mark Sanborn, I learned that from him. He said that really the word best practices, that doesn't make sense because it implies that you figured it out. And once we feel as though we figured everything out and have a best practice, what is there to learn? And he said that, and I was like, wow, I love that.
Yeah.
So we call it better practices because we want to be humble in our approach. We want our eyes to be open, our ears to be open. We want our hearts to be open to learning and getting better. So what we do now is we teach landscapers all over the country how to grow themselves, to grow their companies, and hopefully grow their net worth in the process by doing all types of things. We don't teach them how to take care of pests or new plants or design or anything like that. We leave that up to the state associations and the technical advisors. What we work with them on is leadership. We work with them on something as simple as how do you get your team to understand what a win looks like? How do you communicate your vision, your mission, your core values? How do you teach a young guy that's running a crew to have a good conversation with their crew about what they like and don't like? All sorts of soft skills, selling and marketing skills.
Yeah, but very, very valuable, obviously, Marty.
Yeah, exactly. All those things it takes to run a business, we teach them. And the angle is that the personal laboratory that I have, Grunder Landscaping Company, is the testing grounds for all these things that we have experience with. We share experience, not advice.
Yes. Kerry has a question for you, Marty.
Marty, you know, the word, after hearing you talk about your off-season, the word abundance just came to mind. And it seems that you totally understand in the business world, abundance is much better than scarcity.
Yes, it is. You know, I would love to tell you, Terry, that we have a business that that runs 12 months out of the season and it just hits it. It's not. You have to take what you can get when you can get. And one of the things that I think we do very, very well is understanding who we are, who our market is, who our ideal client is in both businesses, and then not being so worried about being everything to everyone. That's a critical thing that we focus on here at the landscaping company, and it is a critical component of the lessons that we teach with other landscapers. Again, getting back to what we talked about a few minutes ago, you know, our strengths are also our weaknesses. Entrepreneurs are not trained, they don't learn to say the word no. Because when you're starting your business and you got payroll to meet next Friday and you have no work and the client says, well, can you do this $3,000 job for $2,500? The less experienced new landscaper says yeah, and then they go and try to make it work, and then they find out they lost $500. The smart landscaper says no because they have confidence, they know their cost, they know their direction, they know what they're trying to do, and they don't deviate from that. But that takes a long time through experience and lessons to understand that that's where you need to be. So the abundance comment, yes, absolutely agree with you.
Absolutely. On page 109, again, referring to your book, quote unquote, confident people succeed at a much higher rate than cowards. Wow. Now that's kind of harsh, but that's one of my key things is confidence, Marty. So address that, and how do you look at that confidence in what you do?
Yeah, I'm a lot more confident today at 45 than I was when I was 35. I was a lot more confident at 35 than I was 25. I was more confident at 25 than I was 15. Knowledge is confidence.
Right.
So the more we learn, the more we study. I mean, if I had a dollar for every landscaping company that I have visited or read about or studied, I'd have a lot of dollars. There is a tremendous opportunity to get better, and you need to empower yourself through having a a great understanding of what your costs are. I mean, that's a foundational part of a successful business, is knowing your costs. Because if you know your costs, Marty and Terry, you're empowered with making decisions on, should I take this job at this margin or not?
Yes.
Knowing how to lead people, knowing how to market, knowing who your ideal client is. Good grief, it's like going hunting and you say, well, you're going hunting this weekend. What are you going hunting for? Well, I'm not sure. I'm going to bring a machine gun, and anything that moves, I'm going to blast it away.
Yes.
That's not how we hunt.
Nope.
But a lot of entrepreneurs run their business that way. They wander aimlessly, never slowing down to define who their ideal client is, or setting up systems that attracts and keeps those ideal clients. The information, the knowledge, the ability to get empowered by that, it's all out there. You just have to ask, and you have to slow down and look. That's what you have to do.
So the idea of mission statements, financial plans, strategic plans, action plans are very, very important. Some entrepreneurs just kind of bypass that and think they're going to wing it. And you're saying, mistake.
You don't do that. But see, here's the problem. There are very few teachers that simplify strategic planning, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of the ways I open up teaching strategic planning is I say to my students, Martin Luther King did not say, I have a strategic plan. I heard Lou Holtz say that one time. He said what? He said, I have a dream.
Right.
Okay, what is your dream? A dream is a plan with a deadline. That's what it is. So now let's go backwards. Where are you now? Where would you like to be? What's the gap in reality versus the dream? The steps in between those two things become your strategic plan.
Right.
The simple things that you need to do on a daily, monthly, quarterly, annual basis to make it work. And that's where myself and my coaches come in at helping entrepreneurs. We primarily work with landscapers. We work with a lot of entrepreneurs in general, helping them get clarity of purpose to what they're doing, and working with them on a lot of very simple things that make a business work. I'll say this. I would rather be associated with an entrepreneur that was doing a lot of little things very, very well consistently over a period of time than the entrepreneur that gets one big thing right every 6 months. It's the consistency that will lead to profitability, sanity, all of those other words we could use to describe it.
Sanity is a good one. Believe it or not, Marty, our time is kind of getting by, and
sure,
we've got about a minute left, but I want to make sure, because I know you're a learner, and our good friend Mark Sanborn, you're both learners and teachers. You have something going on with Mark. We've got about a minute left. Tell us about that. I think it's called Business Growth Summit.
Yes, it's in Chicago, October 4th, and it's a wonderful opportunity for entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, to learn from two very good speakers. Mark Sanborn is one of the best and brightest teachers I've ever met in my life, and we're collaborating on this event. It's a one-day event in Chicago, Lincolnshire, North Side, short ride from the airport. If you Google Mark Sanborn, Marty Grunder Business Growth Summit, you'll find it. You can go to my website and find it. You can go to MarkSanborn.com and find it. My website is MartyGrunder.com, and if they have any questions, be sure to call us. We'd love to see them there. It'll be a tremendous event. If they like a little bit about what we talked about today, the seminar is a whole day of that kind of stuff.
Excellent. Our guest has been Marty Grunder, CEO of Grunder Landscaping. His book is 9 Simple, Super Simple Steps to Entrepreneurial Success. Marty Grunder, thank you for being on the Business Builders Show.
I'm honored. Thanks for the opportunity.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf. Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back. Tom, let's wrap up our segment with Marty Grunder by going to our commentary by Dr. Tony Massari.
Hi, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about success. Marty Grunder is the quintessential American success story. He took his first steps on this journey behind a lawnmower when he was just a teenager. Today, he is a respected entrepreneur, author, speaker, and teacher. These are a few of the lessons he learned on his journey to the top. The ability to work hard is a key ingredient. Be willing to sacrifice a lot to make things work. Be clear about what you want. Don't try to be everything to everyone. Empower yourself by knowing your costs. Know your market. Know your ideal client, and know how to lead people. When you start by doing the right thing happens. Marty Grunder started his conversation with an expression of gratitude, a And during the first part of his conversation with Marty, he expressed gratitude 6 times. For me, that defined the man, and it provided an insight into his heart and soul. Marty Grunder believes that success is a marathon, not a sprint, and the engine is fueled with affirmation, encouragement, and thanks in tangible ways. He is a soft-spoken, thoughtful person who lives the words of his friend Joe Calloway. A leader reminds everybody who they are. In my opinion, Marty Grunder is an example of America at its best. He leads by example, and he never forgets to express gratitude in meaningful ways. For Marty Wolf and the Business Builder Show, I'm Tony Massari with America at its best.
Thank you, Tony. Carrie, we want to go back to what we were discussing in the first part of the show, and it was a quote from an article from Inc. magazine, How 50 Cups of Coffee Can Change Your Life, by Peter Thompson. And there is a quote in there from Charlie Tremendous Jones. Quote, you will be the same person in 5 years as you are today, except for the people and the books you read. Now, Carrie, we were talking about, you know, the 50 cups of coffee ideas, meeting people over a period of time, not at once, over a period of time, and conversing with them about, you know, something that you want to do. You're moving to a new city. You want to put in a new piece of software, and you're talking to someone who has some level of expertise or someone whose opinion you value. So it's a very friendly conversational as opposed to a formal networking environment. So, you know, you want to make the most of this coffee time, and so also for yourself and for the person you're with. So you don't want to waste anybody's time.
Well, talking about networking, in traditional networking environments, you want to put out a little bit of information on who you are, what you do, you know, whatever given business practice. But you have to be very careful. It can't all be about you. In this environment, you really want to solicit a ton of information from the party you're talking
you're
with.
You're having a mutually beneficial conversation. It's relaxed. It's mutually beneficial. Yes, everyone knows why you're there, because you have something on your mind, on your heart, something that you want to talk to someone about. So you're engaging them, right, Tom?
You want to run something past somebody, and usually you can get better feedback from somebody who knows you better than just that generic networking that you have thrown out there.
Excellent point. So how to get coffee with anyone. Here's some suggestions. You know, pick a good place, a comfortable place. Panera Bread, Starbucks are fine. That local coffee shop that, you know, is owned by a local business person is great. It would be great to know something about them. You're just not talking about yourself. Know something about them.
That's that strong connection to LinkedIn.
And when you reach out to them. So, you know, I think this is a great concept that over a period of time, meeting with people, and not only that, but chances are you're going to make a friend. You're going to make someone that's going to be part of your mastermind group going forward. You had a great conversation with someone, and it has really been helpful. And over a period of time, it's going to help you make a strong decision.
My favorite part when I discuss things like that with friends or even acquaintances is that they can usually see something that I'm neglecting to see. I can't see this part.
That's the point of it.
Right. And I can't see it, and they go, hey, well, what about this? Did you think about this? Oh, no, I didn't. Thank you very much. Let me write that down.
So I spent 2 minutes trying to explain what you just said. Excellent job, Tom. Excellent job. You really brought it home. So we promised at the beginning of the show we are talking about entrepreneurship, obviously, with Marty Grunder. We want to talk about how to stay in the game. You know, and again, Marty talked about some of that. I have some points I want to bring out. The first one is hard work, how to stay in the game. This can be and should be your competitive advantage. Simply working hard, staying up late, doing research before you meet with someone, whether it's a coffee or it's a formal presentation. Understanding the challenges in the industry. Google this person. Know something about them. Are they involved with the nonprofit groups? You know, those kinds of things. That's very, very important. And that takes hard work. You can't do that 9 to 5.
I was always taught, though, I mean, work hard, but also work smart.
Work smart. Absolutely. So, yes, but it's an extra effort often, Tom,
to do both.
It's extra effort. You know, you just can't do this 9 to 5. Not my experience, you can't do it. And there's a quote that I saw. I don't know if I'm going to get it right, but it says, I quit when I'm finished, not when I'm tired. I quit when I'm finished, not when I'm tired. Another point I want to make about staying in the game is all businesses and all people, quite frankly, get some things wrong, especially initially. You know, I got feedback from a wise man that said, Marty, work on getting better, not trying to be perfect.
Perfect.
Does that sound familiar, Tom?
It's impossible to be perfect.
Yes. And so when we do our show, when we're with people, and when you're in business, you know, especially initially, guess what? You're going to make mistakes. And you'll want to quit, but don't, you know, with those mistakes.
If you're not making those mistakes, you're not getting better.
You're not in the game. Remember, Marty Grunder said, work on better practices, not best practices. Didn't you love that, Gary?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I love that. And the explanation was, if you're talking about best practices, there's the
finality.
Feeling that you're already there.
You did it. You're there.
You don't have
you're
to
never
get
gonna
better.
Hit it.
That's a bad thought process. And across the board, that's best practices certainly is something, a model that you can take a look at, whether you're a small business or a big business, you know. But you want to continually focus on getting better. You know, go back to this point of, do businesses get things wrong initially? Do you get things initially wrong when you make a sales call? Did Stephen Jobs make mistakes initially?
I would presume so, yeah.
Yes. did all these famous
the
people.
The list goes, Abraham Lincoln, Colonel Sanders.
You can go on and on and on.
And on.
Guess what? They all made mistakes. I want to tell you a specific story without saying names. There is a very famous guru, consultant, that's doing does all kinds of famous webinars and special deals. And he put out an email yesterday that said, I'm live in 60 minutes. He wasn't. It was supposed to be the next day. So here's a very famous, very great LinkedIn guy that made a mistake. So, Terry, believe it or not, our time is already winding down. You know, great, great discussion on 50 cups of coffee and how to stay in the game. And the last comment that I want to make about staying in the game and what I do think is the secret sauce, the magic bullet, and the holy grail.
There is such a thing?
There is. Write it down. Confidence. That's it. In my opinion, confidence. And sometimes we don't have that initially. You got to work on that sometimes. And that comes from really focusing on your successes, not dwelling on your past mistakes. As you get better, your confidence will grow. So we need to wrap up. Thank you again for being part of the Business Builder Show with me, your business coach. I'm Marty Wolf. Thank you, Marty Grunder, for being our special guest, and Dr. Tony Massari for another excellent commentary. Terry and Tom, as always, thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next week, our special guest will be David Newman. David is a nationally recognized marketing expert and author of the Amazon number one bestseller, Do It Marketing. 77 action ideas to boost sales, maximize profits, and crush your competition. Audience of entrepreneurs and small business owners, that should get your attention. You can find all our shows. They're archived at businessbuildersglobal.com. If you want to learn more about me, go to MartyWolfBusinessSolutions.com. We do our best on the Business Builder Show so you can do your best. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.